20th day of August, Tuesday. What's on your mind preview? It's Scott Hannon. Hi. Thank you for listening to AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO. Mark Skogerbo and I are going to wander through the news headlines here for you. And we're going to give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind later on the program. Mike Lee will be on the show today, the senator from Utah, one of the fighters in the United States Senate. Senator John Hoeven was on with us recently and acknowledged that he is watching this debate on the best way to battle Obamacare and hasn't yet arrived at a horse, if you will. The horse is sort of our Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio against, Tom Coburn and John McCain and other folks on the best approach on Obamacare. So anyway, we'll tackle that topic with him. Looking forward to that conversation coming up with the program. And what I hope to do is really have him be able to explain, you know, it's really become the government shutdown. Well, it doesn't have to be the government shutdown. But I want to have him explain thoroughly so we understand what the strategy is. Look forward to hearing about that. We're going to talk with the president of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, and that's Mike Duncan. He is also the chairman of the Board of American Crossroads, former chair of the Republican National Committee. We're going to talk a little bit about the war on coal, obviously an extraordinarily important issue to North Dakota, given the fact that we are an energy exporter state. Mark Skogerbo is here. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Slightly below average.
Just below? Why not above?
I failed to sleep last night, so I'm what you might call a bit dingy.
Why didn't you sleep?
That's one of the questions that's probably not fit for human consumption.
Because if you know the answer to that, you would have slept. So is that what you're saying? You were a little restless, were you?
I was restless. Restive and restless.
Yeah. If you wake up in the middle of the night, do you have trouble getting back to sleep?
Well, in this case, I didn't have a problem because I never fell asleep in the first place. So, and then after about 5 o'clock, I said, you know, kind of fun watching the sunrise and get going.
So the sun.
I gave up on slumber. I've kind of found out in my life, sometimes I get creative and so forth. And sometimes I just can't sleep. I think you know what I mean.
No, I've been there. And usually it's when my mind is racing. So I have to, usually the way I get back to sleep is to, pray, actually. Just to say, okay, a lot to do tomorrow, and my mind is racing right now, and I can't solve any of these things anyway. You can, so you take them so I can go back to sleep. That works pretty good. I'm sure you've tried.
But apart from that, I feel really bad about Paul Bunyan, you know. I love Babe the Blue Ox. I convinced some people in Georgia one time that I was the 12th grandnephew of Paul Bunyan, and that I was clean. I took care of an ox that was 15 feet tall and 30 feet long, and they believed me.
You know, I think Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox did okay without Obamacare, don't you?
You know what? And they're very healthy, very healthy. They've got good posture, good color. Yeah, they don't need Obamacare at all.
I don't think they need the government in general.
No.
In case you've missed this story, the city of Bemidji not happy with a new ad in Minnesota promoting the newly created healthcare exchanges that are, you know, part of the Obamacare law. And they're using Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox in these ads where they need healthcare. The mayor's called them offensive and inappropriate. And should they be removed is our question. I'm right there with you today on that topic. Fargo-Moorhead diversion opponents have sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, accusing diversion leaders of unnecessarily expanding the scope of the flood project. So here's a question. Who's right? Are you with the folks behind the lawsuit, or will it unnecessarily delay an inevitable project and further delay of ultimate flood protection? What do you think?
Well, you know, the people south are a bunch of them are really worried. They believe there is an alternative plan that can protect Fargo, but not at the cost of rural and farmland south of the metro. You know, that's sort of the bottom line of the whole crunch. And they're worried. Cropland being threatened, and you know, a lot of collateral challenges to people upstream.
There's no easy answers here, but there is, you know, as far as worry, there's plenty of that to go around, obviously. And you know what? I want a solution. I want a solution, and I don't want us to have to wait any longer for solutions, because I remember the shot to our overall productivity in 2009. It's harmful health wise, you know, physically, mentally, financially. It shuts down these communities. It's just we need a solution. So
sure.
I'm not big on lawsuits. I think that's unfortunate. So I'd have preferred a different route. But, you know, I understand that it's a remedy that's available to these folks, and they see a train coming, and they want to do everything in their power to stop it. Andy SU's Travis Beck, he's a linebacker. He pleaded guilty to resisting arrest from an incident earlier this year. Said he just wants to move on. By the way, if we tally this now, this means in the last year 15 players in the NDSU football program have been arrested or convicted of a variety of offenses. Does that suggest the program is, while successful on the field, in need of some reform off the field? Do they need more oversight to prevent these from happening? What do you make of this, Mark?
Well, I think they've got to have a zero tolerance. They've got to talk about how this is a black eye in the program and the reputation of all the other guys that aren't getting in trouble. And every student is getting identified wrongly by some out-of-control people or people that are disrespectful to the colors they wear. They are ambassadors of the university, and they're highly visible ambassadors, too. We see the retirement of Randy Moss, you know, yesterday and the day before, a guy that had awesome talent, gifts from God, but didn't seem to respect the gift. He didn't. He could have gone down as one of the all-time greats. People would have been having big retirement parties for him, and yet here he's the third leading receiver of all time, and the point being, here's a super great athlete that didn't have the deportment to match it, and his legacy is really tarnished. Well, these guys got a chance to start fresh when they come to a college program, and they just should keep it on the straight and narrow, and they need to be really told aggressively up front that they're going to be immediately kicked off the team if they do that, bring this kind of embarrassment to the school, I think.
A lot of our listeners are weighing in on this question on Facebook. Kevin says, why would they worry about it? No one's held accountable anyway. Nate says, Scott, I would have been mad if I would have been arrested wrongly, too. Does anyone feel when they get arrested for something they didn't do? How does anyone feel? That's what he's trying to say. And Kevin is saying, uh-oh, that's a case in point here.
Yeah, innocent still proven guilty. That's true.
Scott says, don't put yourself in those situations. Easy fix. Kevin is right on. Carol says, yes, more oversight of the whole football program, including the coaches. And someone should be doing grade checks weekly. Merrill says, I posted about 3 weeks ago about the quality of players recruited by Earl Solomonson. I had Ken Munkenhern and one of his teammates in class, two of the nicest and most considerate young men that I've had the pleasure to teach. Yes, you can be a decent young man or woman and still be a champion. I coached at Chandler from 76 to 84, and the best part was winning championships with kids I really wanted to see win because I had them in class. I'd grown to respect them because of how they treated me and their classmates. I've coached with other good teams, but have been totally embarrassed at the language and attitude of many of the players on the sideline. I never really enjoyed winning that much in those situations.
He's talking about the magic word respect. Respect for self, for each other, the institution, even their parents. This even gets back to honor your father and your mother thing. You know, if you go and do these kind of things, it reflects poorly on your upbringing.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp is blaming the student loan bubble on private lenders. Another question we have up on Facebook. Is she right that they are to blame? This smacks of a broken record from the left, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, everything would be fixed if the government ran it all and we had absolute, complete socialism. Heidi Heitkamp is a poster child for what happens when conservatives don't get together and commit to whoever becomes the ultimate winner of the primary process. That should never have happened in North Dakota. She's got a 6% voting record with Heritage. And I'm pleading with the people in South Dakota not to do the same thing and end up with, you know, maybe a rhino like Rounds when they've got three conservative candidates running. So, you know, they take each other out. This is one of the most important things we got to do this year is somehow have people put the importance of the race ahead of their own ambition and come up with the most conservative, constitution-loving candidate in all 33 races.
And we will be watching that South Dakota race closely in the all-important 2014 issue. One of the questions we'll tackle with Mike Lee today is, you know, is the fix 2014 or is the fix before that when it comes to at least one important issue to a lot of folks, Obamacare. All right, so Mark will be back at the bottom of the hour. He'll tell us about how sports is looking. Stay tuned for that. Steve Bakken and I will run through our topics and guests for What's on Your Mind next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Front page of the Bismarck Tribune today, and it says the following headline: homeless robbed in Bismarck, as in plural. Three homeless men said they've been assaulted and robbed while sleeping outside in South Bismarck.
Why would you rob a homeless guy?
I'm thinking that's pretty low.
What are you going to get?
Who does that?
Yeah.
Is it other homeless people?
That would be the first thing I would think. Other than that, maybe some kids for kicks or something. But
Bismarck police sergeant said a 34-year-old man reported at 6:44 Sunday he was sleeping among shrubs and trees at Sertoma Park and awoke to being kicked in the head and punched. He reported his black backpack containing clothing, toiletries, and a radio was stolen. The man believes his attackers included two men and one woman. He believed they also may be homeless and sleep in Sertoma Park. He had little identifying information about the attackers. The man was taken to Stanford Health for treatment of swelling and bleeding, treated and released. 42-year-old man said he was assaulted and robbed of his cell phone, debit card, and $200 cash while sleeping under the Bismarck Expressway Bridge. Believed his attackers included four men and two women. The man had a moderate laceration on the left side of his head, for which he was treated and released at Sanford. Goodness sakes. Carjacking in Fargo.
Yeah, the carjacking in Fargo is what I dare somebody to try that in western North Dakota. You get shot.
Wow. And I guess, on one hand, it's good this is news, because it means it's rare.
Yes.
But it still sets you back a little bit.
Actually, it's kind of an odd story for North Dakota, but did you catch that story down in Oklahoma on the baseball player? College baseball player for Oklahoma. He was out for a jog. The kid was from Australia. And three teenagers shot him while he was out for a jog. According to police reports, for kicks. They wanted to see somebody die. Period.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Glad that was Oklahoma.
I'm sorry it was anywhere. That's just microcosm of society.
Is it going to be 100 degrees today?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing if you're not working. You can head down to the river.
So it's only good if you're able to...
It's a bad thing for me today.
It's only good if you're able to plop yourself in the water. Who can do that on the middle of a Tuesday?
You'd be surprised.
Does school start today in Bismarck?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And
Thursday in Fargo.
Yeah, it starts today ahead of Labor Day, and a lot of schools don't have air conditioning. 100 degrees, and...
I was at Mass at the...
Remember when it was hot when you were back in school, and I was back in school, the teachers would turn all the lights off, and... I don't remember a lot of learning getting done on those days.
Yeah, I was surprised because I thought Fargo was early Thursday, the 22nd. Bismarck's going Tuesday. I'm senior rector this morning at Holy Spirit Cathedral mentioned that school was starting, and I thought he was insinuating it was today. So I'm curious about that. So this petition, obviously, that started to gather signatures across the state is probably going to get some early momentum because of the heat.
I was talking to about six or seven legislators that were meeting last night and had an opportunity to discuss that with them, and every one of them was for it. Every one of them. And they had legislation that had come up last time and then did get voted down. A lot of that was because of the schools not wanting to start later. One of the arguments, when I asked why, one of the arguments was, well, if for sporting events and things like that, because we've got to book out for 2 years in advance for a lot of the venues. I'm like, how do you not make that work? And so what's best for the kids? Period. Just what's best for the kids? What's best for families? You know, you're losing out on family time right now. I mean, if you're a parent and you have the means, would you take a day off today to take your kid down to the river and go play in the water? Absolutely.
Okay, what else are we going to do? We have a couple of interesting guests. Mike Lee is going to join us. And, you know, we recently chatted with Senator John Hoeven about his decision-making process and which group to join on fighting Obamacare. We're going to get the perspective of Mike Lee and just really try and learn, okay, what is the actual plan? We had some folks call and say, hey, you guys keep saying it's the government shutdown plan. It isn't the Republican plan to shut down the government. It's to call the question on defunding Obamacare. If they shut down government, that's a decision of the president and the Democrats.
I don't think anybody wins when there's a government shutdown. It's just nobody wins.
Well, and I think what Mike Lee will tell us today, that's what I'm looking forward to just asking. I mean, while it's getting labeled the government shutdown plan, their plan is to defund Obamacare, right? And so the decision to shut down the government would be of the other side, not succumbing to the overwhelming wishes of the American people who don't like Obamacare. So it's just a different strategy. So we'll learn from him that plan, but he's a growing, solid conservative voice, and I dare say the majority of our audience on this issue is on his side. But better understanding it maybe will give us a sense of you know, who's right. Because you hear from folks like Kevin Cramer who say, look, it's not going to work. Tom Cober and others. So anyway, we'll push him a little bit. We're also going to talk about coal today with Mike Duncan, who heads up a big coal lobby. The war on coal is on. It's a very important important part of North Dakota's economy, given the power generation we do here?
It's an important part of the national economy. I mean, if you take coal out of the equation, I like turning on a light. I like being able to afford to turn on an air conditioner when it's 100 degrees in my house. You start jacking around coal and raising those rates, and we no longer have the cheap electricity that we do, what's that do to the economy?
And what do we do about this war on coal? What's our strategy? We're going to tackle those issues today on the program with those two guests.
Tooth and nail. Fight it tooth and nail.
Have to. And that's just that we're in one battle after another. You're a little hot about this fact that we have yet another NDSU player in court pleading guilty.
Now, full disclosure, I did go to UND, and
does this cause you to pile on NDSU at a time like this? Is that what you're saying? Or what?
I would choose not to. I really don't. I mean,
what's this say? What do you get out of this? What's your message?
I'm proud of the NDSU football program. What they've done in 2 years, two national championships in their first and second year of eligibility. It makes me proud as a North Dakotan. But
does 15 players in the program being arrested or convicted tarnish that success?
I think it does. I hearken back to NDSU's run of Division II titles, and look where that wound up getting the program. The Joe Toths of the world and the other indiscretions that program had. I'm not going to say we're that far yet, but potentially are we going down that road? It gives me pause. I tend to throw up a flag and say, wait a minute, there maybe should be a little bit more oversight.
We asked the audience today, do you think the program needs more oversight to prevent these from happening this often? Your answer is yes.
Absolutely.
And also you see a tarnish there. It's taking a shine off of the on-field success.
I want to be proud of NDSU. It does pain me a little bit being a UND individual, but I want to be proud of that program. And then they have a football program, and I want to see both programs shine. I kind of look at what happened with a party with some minors with the hockey program up at UND, and Dave Haxall came down with a hammer. I mean, those kids got punished. And then I look at what happens at NDSU with the football program for worse indiscretions, and it's barely a slap on the wrist.
Tell us what you think, folks, at 855-200-1776. If you want to weigh in before we open up the question, which is coming up in about a half an hour, on what's on your mind all across the Northern Plains. One of our topics today, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Whenever I hear this song, I'm sort of waiting for the bull to come out, you know, and the little sound like a bull dance to you, like a
well, yes.
Yeah,
it's a with famous sport Obama, in a big part of the world, you know.
With or without an Obama mask.
I think we should have try to have. Can you imagine what a frightening Halloween it would be if they had Sibelius and Obama masks everywhere?
Boo.
Oh, it just gives
sending a chill up my spine. Mr. Mark Scogabo here to tell us a little bit about sports. On this Tuesday, the Twins lost, so we'll start with the Vikes. How about that? Adrian Peterson.
Well, let's start with the... Huh?
Did you hear about Adrian Peterson? He's going to play. He's going to make his preseason debut this weekend. So we need
yes,
a little
he
bit
is,
of...
Yes, he is, and he's all ramped up.
Vikes have not played well against that Houston and Buffalo, and so we need a little oomph here for Minnesota Vikings fans. Maybe Peterson will be the guy to deliver it, right? He's our shining star.
Well, he's got more oomph than anybody, and he says he just loves it when people accuse him of taking steroids because he said God gave him his natural start, and he's worked harder than anybody else to get him to that point. So he said if they're afraid of me, then they think this is my excuse. He said that it just makes them laugh. But he really insists that the other guys ought to play by the same rules. So he's a beautiful guy. And they had a lovely time throwing baseballs at Alex Rodriguez yesterday. And it got pretty huffy. Boston pitcher hit him with a fastball after throwing one pitch behind his knees and two more inside. The New York bench and bullpen immediately cleared. Big scowling face of A-Rod. You know, he's not, and of course everybody thinks that's just wonderful for big pitchers to throw baseballs at A-Rod, so he's not having a real special time of life.
Do you think the incidents were just pure coincidence and accidental, or do you think that they were getting their angst out?
I think there's such an incredible hatred between Boston and the Yanks that the Boston people got to absolutely love it when they see something like this happen. I think it would be hard for a pitcher not to want to throw one and, you know, give a little plunkage to Mr. A-Rod, and all things considered. You know, he's been suspended, and he's appealing it.
Kirk Gibson said these cheaters rob other players. You know, I just wonder how much of that is just angst kind of boiling out, less about the rivalry and more about, you know, look what what dominates the headlines is not our, you know, not our talents as baseball players, not our individual teams and their successes, but the tarnish you and others like you, the cheat, have brought upon a great game.
That's exactly right.
Kirk Gibson says he wants to have a private conversation.
The Hunters of the world,
Yeah, the good ones. Kirk Gibson said he wants to have a private conversation with Ryan Braun, the disgraced slugger. He said cheaters like Braun rob other players of opportunities for moments such as his pinch hit home run during the ninth inning of Game 1 of the 88 World Series for the Dodgers. And he said, if I get a chance to see Braun, I got a question for him right to his face.
Is he about rehearsed enough by now, you think? About ready to come out? He's probably practicing at theater school somewhere. Just look at how things like that can influence people's opportunities and an opportunity to do something like that. So he's in his face a little bit.
Boston is in first place, you know, in the amazing Eastern Division. They're a half game ahead of Tampa Bay. Baltimore's in fifth place, and the Yanks, to everybody's delight other than the Yankees fans themselves, are 7.5 games back. Of course, now Minnesota managed to go 0-10. I'm going to have to mention them with runners in scoring position. 15-81 on this 8-game homestand. They are now the lowest in the league with runners in scoring position sitting at 230. That's just pretty sad. And then Bright's story earlier on in the summer, Kyle Gibson comes out and gives up 10 hits in 3 2/3 innings. So a very, very inauspicious day as the Mets thump the Twins 6-1.
Okay, now I've never known you give us a recap on a Twins ball game without some silver lining. Have you got some bit of good news for
Well,
me?
Yes. Joe Mauer batted 500 yesterday, and as did Plouffe. Each of them went 2-for-4. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, we still have some wonderful ball players, and we've got some great challenges. They're getting mental. I mean, they're really getting mental with runners in scoring position. They're swinging too hard. They're grunting too loud. They're squeezing the bat too tight. They're just getting mental. But we've got a lot of encouraging signs, and we're not as bad as last year. You know, by this time last year, we'd already lost 75 games. So that's my goal this year is now, whenever it's officially over that we can't win the division, then I'm going to start pulling for let's not lose 90. You know, let's try to keep the slaughter and the embarrassment to dull roar, because 2 years ago we lost 99 games. We had to win the last game to avert 100 losses. Last year we just really ramped it up and lost 96 games. And so this year we have a chance to show marked improvement. So I hope they keep on fighting, and they do. They're pros. You know, there's Mauer, second, third in the league at all times, batting 320. They're trying. They do their best. You know, these guys are pros. But one of the most fun sports stories in North Dakota. It's just terrific. A World Series is going on here now. Did you know that?
Williston, North Dakota.
Just unbelievable. They've got an American division and a national division, a 13-year-old Babe Ruth baseball, and El Segundo, Mr. Fox's hometown of the junkyard, Fred Sanford, is 3-0. They have a 5-game contest in both the American division and the national division, and then the top three teams get into a playoff. So everybody gets a chance to play 4 games before it's all said and done. So right now, El Segundo is the only one that's won more than one game. And so everybody else still has an outside shot at it. Fargo's lost 2. Williston has won 1 and lost 1. And Grand Forks has lost 1. So the 3 North Dakota teams are not doing the greatest. But El Segundo looks like the shining star right now.
All right. And what else? Anything else we want to cover on the sports scene?
I don't know. I still think it's wonderful that we've got just a handful of games left with a championship team here. Fargo-Moorhead is now 9 games ahead in first place. 9 games ahead. And today they're playing at Sioux Falls. They've only got, I believe, 13 games left this season. So a handful of games here at home. We're going to actually be giving away a shot at some tickets to one of 3 choices, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday's game, I believe. And just a great team. 9 games ahead with 13 to play. That gives you a pretty good chance for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks doing really good.
Are you following the battle between Alex Rodriguez's attorney in Major League Baseball at all?
Just a little, but it's so awkward. Even his own manager doesn't want to talk to him because he feels like everything's being quoted. you know, the battle between who's going to show what tests and what's going to be revealed, and it's really icky, and I think A-Rod's made a terrible mistake here by not negotiating, taking his medicine, and, you know, if he ever plays baseball again, he could have some grace because the evidence is overwhelming, especially when you got people like Brown who are probably encouraged by A-Rod, who's already pleaded guilty, and, you know, so he's in big trouble.
Kind of a publicity stunt that Major League Baseball pulled. They sent a letter to the Today Show and had Matt Lauer present it to the attorney for Alex Rodriguez, asking for you know, all kinds of information to be released. The attorney said, look, we'd love nothing more than to be able to discuss the testing history, the scientific evidence, and the test of Alex Rodriguez under the drug program, nothing more. Such a waiver would require... what was I saying here? Nothing but a trap, hoping I would sign, knowing that I couldn't, and in fact would have me breaching the agreement.
Well, that I guess so. You know, there's what you might call legalese going on there.
Yeah, there's quite a battle going back and forth between these two, and the Today Show kind of in the middle of it. Alex yep. Rodriguez's attorney is actually a former guest of ours on the program.
Was he a pretty nice fellow?
Yeah, as I recall. Yeah, in the middle of this battle. Now, we're actually going to tackle a sports topic on what's on your mind today, and that specifically related to the news that NDSU linebacker Travis Beck pleaded guilty now to resisting arrest, which brings to a total of 15 players in the program that have been arrested or convicted of a variety of offenses. You think we tend to kind of put that in the far reaches of our mind and focus on championships and winning and sort of, you know, not necessarily...
That's a real temptation, yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily... I mean, Steve and I were talking about this earlier. He really believes that's a tarnish on the program. That's a tarnish on all the success they've had of recently of championships. Most people try to sort of make up excuses for it. What do you make of this, Mark?
Well, it's amazing how incredibly loyal people are to their favorite team. You know how I am about the Twins. It's really hard. You begin to think of them like family. They're your surrogate. They give you such joy. You kind of live your life vicariously through their ups and downs. And you know, you just want the best for them. You think the best for them. And it's a little bit like a mother that loves their kid no matter what. That's how a lot of fans are about their favorite team, and it enables them to do more of this stuff. I you know, but yet, I don't know. I think if Joe Mauer got in trouble, I'd feel really bad, but I'd try to be honest about it. One of the thoughts that kept me up last night, though, was this. We know, you know, I know probably almost all of the players on the Twins and some of them in the minors, and how many football players do we know? But how many founding fathers do the average American know? We might know 100, 200, 300 celebrities when you think of between Hollywood and sports and NASCAR and whatever. And how many founding fathers do we know? You know, that's the kind of... I was thinking about priorities, and I spent a lot of time dwelling there. And
that is sort of a sad state of where we're at today, because I think we'd be a better place if more people understood the vision of the founding fathers. Thankfully, we have Mark the Freedom Poet hosting the Common Sense Club to teach us. Thanks, Mark. Weather coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620.
800-237-9620. Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's on your mind at Preview Hour? I'm Scott Hillen, Mark Skokopo, Steve Bakken, and I get you updated and rolling for this Tuesday, the 20th of August. Some spots in North Dakota might hit 100 degrees today. How about that? I rolled into Bismarck yesterday afternoon before. Popped out of the car. I thought it was warm in Fargo-Moorhead and thought, whew, this is warm. Felt like a furnace, for crying out loud. Well, we're going to double down on that a little bit today. Let's go west-east and tell you how we're looking temp-wise right now. 75 degrees in this hour at Fargo-Moorhead in the region. South-southwest wind at about 9 miles an hour. Humidity at 79%. Pressure to 29.79. Let's take a look at some other cities on the east, and we'll head westward here for you as well. Grand Forks, 73 degrees. Hit 96 today. Humidity 86%. Wind south at 8 miles an hour. Pressure 29.74. Devil's Lake, 72 at this hour. Head for 94 today, 71% visibility, or 71% humidity, rather. Visibility, if you want it, 10 miles. See a long way on that lake today. Pressure to 29.78 inches, west-southwest wind at 6 miles an hour. Jamestown, 74, headed for 98 today. Northwest wind at 1. Barely detectable, 76% humidity, pressure 29.8 right now. Down in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 68 degrees, headed for 97 today. All right, so let's head westward here for you as well. Talk about the oil patch, 64, headed for 92 today. Winds calm there at this hour. Tioga, 57, one of the cool spots, and only 86 today. So the heart of the oil patch will miss a little bit of this heat wave. East southeast wind at, well, I mean, 86 isn't cool, but it's not 100. East southeast wind at 3, pressure to 29.81. 100% humidity right now, though, in Tioga. Whittleston, 62, headed for 87 today. West wind at 1 at this hour. Humidity at 72%, pressure 29.77. Minot, 71 degrees, headed for 92 today. So a bit warmer in Minot as you come eastward. Winds are calm, humidity 59%, pressure 29.76. And Bismarck, 67 degrees, sunny skies, 99 degrees. Might pop 100 in Bismarck today. So that's our current temps. Let's take a little look at the forecast here and see if this heat wave shall continue. I don't think it's going to. I think I've seen enough in the forecast to know that we may hit that heat wave and then even by tonight cool down considerably. Starting in the Red River Valley, sunny and hot, high near 96 in much of the region, mid-90s to upper 90s today. Southwest wind at 8 to 10 tonight. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy. 66 for a low with a south-southwest wind at 5 to 8, becoming west after midnight. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 in the afternoon, mostly sunny. High near 85 with a northeast wind around 10. Clear and 55 Wednesday night. Thursday down to 82 for a high and sunny skies. Thursday night, some showers, some thunderstorms, partly cloudy, 60. Mostly sunny, high 86 on Friday. Friday night, showers, thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low mid-60s. Saturday, sunny and hot, back up there for the weekend, near 90 on Saturday. Sunday, 91 with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Let's head to the oil patch. Sunny with a high, so we mentioned, look at the mid-80s today for much of the patch. You know, 86, 87, 88 on the high end. West wind at 6 to 11, increasing to 12 to 17 in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 26. Tonight clear, low about 58 with a northwest wind at 5 to 14. Becoming northeast after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 22. Wednesday, sunny, high near 80. East wind around 6 miles an hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 54. Northeast wind at 6 to 8. Thursday, sunny, a high near 82 with a southeast wind at 9 to 13. Thursday night, chance of showers, thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, high near 88 on Friday in the patch. Friday night, some showers, some thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low about 63. Getting well into the weekend here now. Saturday, mostly sunny, 88. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 for our forecast. There you go. How we're looking weather-wise today. We have the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing you what's on your mind today on the program. We're also, of course, going to have the North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? Fun part of Tuesday's program. Guests include Senator Mike Lee of Utah, one of the champions of an aggressive effort to defund Obamacare. How would he do it? Will he be able to recruit Senator John Hoeven into the fold? Senator Thune's there. And no chance, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Johnson in South Dakota, Senators Franken or Klobuchar in Minnesota would come along. But we'll visit with him a little bit about that strategy in the Senate. It's gaining some attention. We also will chat with Mike Duncan. Mike is strong conservative credentials, headed up the Crossroads Group that was a big part of the conservative campaign in the last election. Previous to that, he was a chairman of the Republican National Committee. But his day job is battling the war on coal. So we'll get an update on the war on coal from one of the industry leaders. A very important segment of our economy in North Dakota, and certainly folks who turn on the light elsewhere in South Dakota and Minnesota, it's important to you as well. So all that coming up on What's on Your Mind, your calls, questions, and comments, straight ahead. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.